This is The Lazy Intellectual, audiobook recording of Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Details, purchase, and access to a copy of the book have been listed in the description box. Please enjoy. Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Chapter 1. A Brief Look at My Life. I still remember how my father took me for the first time to the local mosque where Al-Tarawih prayers were performed during the month of Ramadan. I was then 10 years old. He introduced me to the men who could not hide their astonishment. I knew previously that the tutor had arranged for me to perform Al-Ishfa, prayers for 2 or 3 nights. It was customary for me to pray behind the man with some local children and wait for the imam to arrive at the second part of the Quran, i.e. Surah Maryam. My father made sure we had learnt the Quran at the Quranic school as well as at home through private lessons given to us by a blind man who was related to us and who could recite the Quran by heart. Due to the fact that I had learnt to recite the Quran at an early age, the tutor tried to show his good influences on me by teaching me the kneeling points in the recital. He tested me repeatedly to make sure that I had understood his instructions. After I passed the test and finished performing the prayers and the recital, as well as I was expected to do so, all the men came and congratulated me and my father and thanked my tutor for his good efforts and blessings and thanked Allah for Islam. The memories of the days that followed are still with me today. I acquired so much admiration and my reputation went beyond our alley to the whole town. Those nights of Ramadan have left the religious mark on me till this day. And every time I go through an episode of confusion, I feel that there is a strange power which pulls me and puts me back on the path. Every time I feel the weakness of the soul and the meaningless of life, these memories come to me to elevate me to a spiritual level and light in my conscience the flame of belief so that I can carry the responsibility. The responsibility which was given to me by my father, or more appropriately, by my tutor. To lead the group in prayers at an early age made me feel as if I was not doing enough, or at least not up to the standard which was expected from me. Therefore, I spent my childhood and my adolescence in relative rectitude, but not without some innocent playing and an eagerness to know and to imitate. Throughout that period, I was surrounded by the divine care which made me distinguishable amongst my brothers for my calmness and composure, and for being on the right path and away from all immoral acts. I should not forget to mention that my mother, may Allah bless her soul, had a big influence on me. She opened my eyes as she taught me the short chapters, surahs of the Holy Quran, the prayers and the rules of ritual purity. She took special care of me because I was her first son, and perhaps she found pleasure in educating me as she was sharing the household with my father's first wife and her sons. The name Tijani, which was given to me by my mother, has a special meaning in the Al-Samawi family, which has adopted the Tijani Sufi Tariq order ever since it was visited by a son of Sheikh Sidi Ahmed Al-Tijani, who came from Algeria. Many people in Gafsa, my family's hometown, adopted the Tijani Sufi order, especially the wealthy and educated families who helped to spread the order. Because of my name, I became quite popular in the Samawi house and outside it, especially with those who were connected with the Tijani order. Therefore, many of the elders who were present at the above-mentioned night during Ramadan came to congratulate my father and then kissed my head and hand and said, "These are the blessings of our master, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tijani." It is worth noting that the Tijani Sufi order is widely spread in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Sudan, and Egypt, and those who believe in it are somehow fanatical about it. They do not visit the graves of other sages because, according to their belief, they acquired their knowledge from each other, whereas Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tijani acquired his knowledge from the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, directly, despite the fact that he came 13 centuries after the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It has been said that Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tijani used to communicate with the great Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, by talking to him while he was awake and not in his sleep. Also, it is believed that the complete prayers which were devised by the Sheikh are better than finishing the Holy Quran 40 times. In order to be brief, I shall stop talking about the Tijani Sufi Tariq at this stage of the book, and if God wills it, I will refer to it elsewhere. Thus, I grew up with this belief. Like any other youth in our town, we were all, praise be to Allah, Sunni Muslims, following the teachings of Imam Malik ibn Anas, Imam of Dar al-Hijra. However, we in North Africa are divided into our Sufi orders. For example, in Gafsa alone, there are Al-Tijaniya, Al-Qadiriya, Al-Rahmaniya, Al-Salamiya, and Al-Isawiya. For each of the above orders, there are followers and supporters who could recite the order, poems, and dhikrs, invocations of God, in all special ceremonies such as weddings, circumcisions, and vows. Apart from some negative aspects, these Sufi tariqs played an important role in preserving the religious rites and in maintaining the respect for the sages.